Yeah.
Bacon soda. I got bacon soda.
So I just watched that Straight Outta Compton preview. That shit look,
It's gonna be garbage.
I don't know. It just depends on the acting. If the acting's good, it'll be good from what I've seen so far.
It's gonna be garbage because they didn't get Eazy-E, son.
Man, if he's not a good actor, though,
it looked just like him.
It doesn't matter. You still gotta have good acting.
They could have put him in there somewhere.
Nah, man, you can't. It's
He's
a
a
movie,
rapper,
dog.
man. He got good actors.
What the hell? Yeah. Nah, they had to get some good acting, yo.
Nah,
I hope.
He's hating,
if
man.
If they got, man, them niggas ain't hating, bro.
Yeah, they is. How you not gonna have Little Easy son involved in none of it?
If it's gonna be garbage, then you gotta live. Listen, man. All right, that's his son, but at the end of the day, he probably only wanted to play his dad. He didn't want to play no extra in the movie, dog. You know what I'm saying? If he's not a good actor, you're going to jeopardize the whole overall picture and the legacy of NWA. You know what I'm saying?
I'm boycotting.
You sound like it. Yo, we might as well get right into it. You was recording?
Yep.
Oh, cut that out. Yo, nah, leave that whole NWA shit, cause I'm straight out of Compton. Yo. There we go. It's the 2014 wrap-up episode of the Time Out Show. We in the building. It's your boy Marv, a.k.a. I just fucked up some fire-ass ribs, yo.
From where, Sonny's?
I don't know where they was from. Somebody left them in my crib, and that's just mine now.
I hope they had X-Lax in them. Yo, it's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two crossovers at a time. So your ankles know what time it is. And this is the 2014 end of the year wrap-up review.
Yeah. Yo, there's a lot of crazy things that happened this year. Yo, but this was a conflict-filled year, dog. Like, of all time.
He said of all time.
Yo, it was nothing but conflict this year and mustard on the beat, ho.
Oh, yo, they got... He ended the year with conflict.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy, though. I hope that shit is like... I hope they got Twitter hacked like everybody else in 2014.
Bicking back being bull, man.
He was like, yo, blood. Meet me on the block, buzzing. So they was beefing on Instagram last night.
Yep. That's these rappers, man, it's all fake.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. They were supposed to be like, y'all slept on each other's couch. Y'all not going on Instagram if y'all really brothers.
And y'all fall out that quick.
and just ready to bang somebody out. I think YG last album ain't do too good or something.
Oh, yeah, that one. He shouldn't have put that movie. Little quick. Yeah, he shouldn't have did that.
That was the label.
That was dumb.
They didn't want to let him release the movie unless some music came with it. Yeah, Def Jam wasn't just going to put money behind the movie.
What, like, you got sweet tea?
Nah, man, I'm drinking water.
Oh, it's like you sipping on some lemonade or something.
Sips tea, 2014. Niggas was sipping tea. Kermit, bro. Kermit must have, boy. Kermit got a piss for days, boy. That nigga was sipping tea all through 2014.
Stupid.
Yo. Yeah, man. The biggest story this year, though, was probably Donald Sterling being banned from the NBA.
I just got some bull news, though.
What up?
All right, SportsCenter, they did this whole tribute to LeBron James.
Oh, the 30 for 30, like, what is it, 30? Like,
no, they did this 30, tribute on
30.
Yeah, like, scoring on his birthdays.
Yeah.
Like, his biggest performances, and now this fool ain't even playing on his birthday. LeBron done, man. I'm telling you.
Nah, man, he's lounging. He was partying with Johnny Manziel.
He's done, man. He don't even care.
Johnny
no
Manziel
more.
Had a party on Friday, so that's why him, Josh Gordon, and LeBron took the week off.
Man, Johnny said he ain't had no party. He overslept.
Alright. So that shit just came out of nowhere.
ain't no footage of no party. Wait a minute. He said his knee hurt.
Then you hate LeBron since January to December.
Man, I hate LeBron since the game in Orlando where I seen him walking around on the court like he didn't care.
He probably didn't.
And then they get blown out by the Pistons at home. Yeah, LeBron garbage.
Hey, man. I mean, I guess you could say that. So that was another thing this year, though, was the them get LeBron and Melo's free agency. Yo, Melo is trash. If you say LeBron's trash, you better say Melo's trash. Yo, sir, I've been waiting to go off on this about a while. So I used to watch Melo in Syracuse, dog. I watched him from when he came in the NBA. I used to argue with my boys, like, nah, man, Melo's going to have a better career than LeBron. Melo's going to have a better career than LeBron. Dog, do you see how low he has stooped? You have never in your life seen an NBA team do that terrible with a star on it, dog.
Man, Melo got that money. He ain't worried about nothing. Bro,
the Sixers didn't do that bad with just Iverson on it by himself. This is pissing me off, dog. Like, come on, bro. You're the worst team in the NBA.
Especially after you've seen what Russell Westbrook doing.
Yeah, and you want a $125 million contract? Come on, bro. Come on. Knicks got robbed, son. That's reparations, what Melo did to the Knicks.
Reparations.
That's reparations what Melo's doing to the Knicks, dog. Yo, this is outrageous, man.
Yeah, that. I got to hate on your boy, too, before I forget.
Who?
Tom Brady.
Why you hating on Tom Brady? He's helping the team.
See, I knew he was going to say that. That boy ain't helping nobody. He getting that money under the table. Don't let them fool you.
Hey, man, he's either getting money under the table or he's getting stock in the team. I'll be honest with you. I think he's getting stock in the team. This dude done restructured his contract a whole bunch of times. Said another $24 million next year. Tom Brady restructured his contract. Yes. Robert Kraft, keep holding him down.
Yeah, they was like, yeah, we're gonna restructure your contract, but make you look good in the process like you a team player. And that's what I think the Cowboys need to do
right
with Romo. Y'all need to restructure that contract, just pass him the money under the table, and let's get Adrian Peterson in there and a bunch of new defensive players.
Adrian Peterson staying in, he didn't get released. They're keeping him.
No, he got released.
Nah. They said they're standing behind him.
No, now I didn't want to stand behind
him. Yeah.
Nah.
The Jerry? Court doctor, the year, calm down.
Get in there, Jerry.
Oh, man. Yo, we got to give congratulations. Florida State won a national title this year.
Shout out to Florida State. We're going
to walk away with
two.
The trophy and some crab legs. Yo, Jameis Winston been in the news more than ISIS. Yo, UCOS men and women won the NCAA basketball championship. The women team went undefeated. We got to give them props for that. We got to give props to the Legion of Boom for making Peyton Manning look like an amateur.
Ooh.
Earlier this year, 43-8. That was the most garbage, one of the most garbage Super Bowls I ever seen. Nah, it was fire, actually. You wildin'. Their defense was looking that ill that it was a good-ass game.
Nah, I hated it still.
Because you probably bet on it and lost.
No, actually, I won.
Well, you bet on Seattle?
Because first I had bet on the Broncos, but at halftime, I just went straight Seattle to score more than the Broncos, and they just kept pouring it on.
Yeah, that's not bad. Omaha, that shit took off this year.
They had bets on that. Over, under, how many Omaha.
Yeah, how many times they'll say Omaha, right?
Yeah.
Boy, people in America find money to bet on everything.
Yep.
There's third world countries out here. With no water, and he's just betting on how many times somebody say a word. Come! Ow! Ow! Had to take a quick commercial break. Had to get these bills paid, you know what I'm saying?
Did you hear me say the NBA Finals and the Super Bowl was garbage?
Nah.
Yeah, man, two blowouts, man. It was horrible.
Yeah, nah, that was crazy. The NBA Finals, I actually enjoyed it. Yo, remember we watched one game of the finals that day we went to Teak when we first started talking about this podcast and starting this podcast up.
Yeah, that was the finals. It's crazy.
Yeah. It goes to show how long we procrastinated for this.
So we was on, all right, we passed that. D Derek Jeter retiring. That was a sice.
Yo, that was crazy. I don't know. That's how you know the Illuminati's real.
They was going too far, man. Like,
yo, this dude hit a walk off, like, as a retirement. Like, nigga, if that's not the Illuminati, I don't know what it is. It was like, oh no, it's a tie game. Oh no, Derek Jeter's up to bat. What's gonna happen?
Yeah, that was a size too, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, they did that up. They did it. It was fabricated.
Oh, another thing about LeBron, man. You heard him say his option's still open to leave.
Man, he ain't going.
LeBron out of there.
Yo, if he leaves at this point, bro, like, that'll just be out of control. I don't think he's going anywhere. Who needs to leave is Melo. He needs to leave. The Knicks need to leave Melo. I say that. Melo don't need to leave Knicks. Knicks need to leave Melo. At least if you give him somebody $125 million, at least they can play some damn basketball.
They need to leave that whole
team. Yo, that video that you posted that he ran away from the play. He just be giving up on plays, man.
Yo, that whole entire team got to get broken up like the Jets.
Oh, they fired everybody. They woke up Monday morning and said, all right, guys, everybody got to go.
He is sick of it.
Yeah, it felt like everybody was just getting fired, though. Yep, they finally fired Davis from Atlanta for the Falcons.
Davis?
Yeah, the coach.
I thought it was Smith.
Yeah, it's Smith.
Don't be giving him my last name, man. Come on.
Y'all garbage anyways.
The Davises don't get fired or get tied.
You used to say that in high school?
Nah.
Oh, alright, just checking.
But name one Davis that ain't cold in these streets.
I don't even know that many Davis, to be honest with you.
That's right, we like the Illuminati, dog. Shout out to all the Davises out there.
You part of the Illuminati, so I want 1 million hits on this thing by next week. You better call your cousins.
See, you already said it out loud, we can't do it now.
Oh, my bad, player.
And speaking of Davises, Monet Davis.
Yeah.
The youngest woman of the year.
Oh, see, I see what you did there, dog. I see what you did there. You set that up for a while.
Yeah, the boys were so heated when she was striking them out.
Yeah, but, yo, she ended up getting washed up at the end.
Hey, hold up, man. No, she didn't.
Nah, I mean, what?
She had already pitched. She didn't pitch that wash up.
Who? What do you mean? They took her out of the game early, though.
Because she was past her pitch count.
Nah. She was getting swung on. Hey, man, she did her thing. She made it. She made it on magazines. I'm very proud of her. It's amazing. But that last game, she was getting swung on, dog.
Nah, man. You got it confused, man. I'm telling you. Nah. They took her out early because her pitch count. Because she had to pitch the last game.
Nah, I'm not buying it.
And then we had Jackie Robinson West doing that thing, made Chicago history and Little League World Series history.
Yeah, yeah. That was big, though.
Yeah, that was crazy, man.
That was big.
I was so mad when they got washed up that last game.
Oh, man. It happens, though. When you get too much shine, man, it just doesn't end good. Anything that the media bigs up like real crazy is just like, oh man, there, you messed it up for everybody. You couldn't let them win it first before you started making all these big stories.
You heard they getting investigated though, right?
Why?
I heard they're trying to say they was cheating, like I think some of the 8 kids' ages or something.
Oh, that happens in every sport though.
Yep, they're trying to find something, man.
It happens in every sport. They're like, yo, man, these kids ain't supposed to be this strong. Yo, I was at a soccer tournament today, all the way out in, like, I don't know, I'd be like 2 hours outside, an hour outside of Orlando. For there was a high school, a statewide high school invitational. It was pretty dope out there, man. The final's gonna be tomorrow. It's just cool seeing all these kids out there, like, going hard. You know what I'm saying? Evans High School was out there. Shout out to Evans. They was out there balling. They beat a strong team. They're in the semifinals playing right now, and then tomorrow morning is the finals. So,
shout out to the Depot tournament.
Nah, it's I forgot the name of the tournament, but it was out there. Like, it was out there. It was a soccer invitational, high school soccer invitational.
Oh, okay. Oh, soccer. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they had, yeah, it might end up being Osceola against Osceola went to the semifinals in one bracket, and then Evans went in the other bracket. So hopefully that'll be dope. Central Florida face off in the finals tomorrow morning.
Did you see the footage of the dude in high school from where I'm from, Missouri, fly from the free throw line?
Nah.
Yeah, man.
When he did that?
Well, he was a little above the free throw line, like I say, a step or two. But still, it's crazy
there
it to
goes.
Watch. It's still
it's like,
crazy to watch.
Yo, my man jumped from the free throw line. Ah, he was a little past the free throw line. Ah, the rim wasn't 10 feet.
he was damn near, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nah, that's dope, though. That's dope. Yo, the year of twerking and the year of the selfies. Everybody twerked this year.
Even Marv.
Nah, chill, B. Chill. Yo, my man's David Ortiz went up to the White House, took a selfie with the team and Barack Obama. That was dope as a Boston fan. You know what I mean? Yeah, and who was the best twerk, though? Amber Rose got the best twerk.
Really? She ain't even do nothing.
What? She ain't got to do much, Nick.
Man, go to Vine. You'll find 900 better twerks than that.
Do it for the Vine. Do it for the Vine.
I ain't going to do it. That dropped this year, too, huh?
For real?
Yeah.
It might have. Yo, with the internet these days, though, it feels like something could be 5 years old, and it's like still in the same year.
Oh, yeah, especially on Facebook, because they get everything old.
Cause
like, senior citizen.
Oh, yeah. But everything, time be flying, man. Like, you be thinking about something from, like, 6 months ago, and it feels like 10 years. Was Terrio this year or last year?
Dang. I feel like that had to be last year. Because
it had to be, right? He was at the BET Awards with Bobby Shmurda doing the Shmoney dance. I was like, yeah, it had to be last year because when Bobby Shmurda brought him, I was like, damn, Terrio's still around?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It might have been, like, late last year, though, because I remember he was doing, like, media. They gave him, like, a media pass for the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
Yeah, so it had to be, like, late last year.
Yeah, so it kind of fell into this year a little bit. Yeah,
that dude was living life, yo.
Well, is he, or is he just eating a lot and his parents and them taking all the money?
That might be true, too. Because if I was that age and you just giving me, like, Checkers and McDonald's every day, I'd probably be straight.
Checkers.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, yo, here's a $60 steak. I'd be like, yo, I'm living life.
Oh,
that nigga's like 12, man. He's not worried about pushing Benzes and copping cribs and everything.
He be touching them little breezes, though.
Yeah, them little breezes in Miami. They was posting pictures with Terrio on the beach, like, yo, are you really making your family proud right now? Like, yo, me and my boo Terrio on the beach. Me and Bay. The year of Bay. Everything was Bay. I'm old Bay.
They leaving Bay in 2014 or nah?
Are they leaving Ornan in 2014?
Nah, Ornan gotta go to 15.
Ornan's here to stay.
Yeah, it's here to stay. But Bay, nah.
Bay might make it.
Bay?
Because remember, Bay might make it, dog.
Bay, like the Richard Sherman video interview, was mediocre at best.
Richard Sherman's interview was classic. Yo, he took over the Super Bowl. Dude, he started getting endorsements just because he went crazy on camera. America, what type of example are you setting?
Oh, man.
Oh, and he went up there with Doug Baldwin and started mocking the NFL.
I still never seen that.
Yeah, he went up there and they had like a cutout. And he's like, hey, why can't you wear your Beats by Dre headphones? He's like, because the NFL wants to have a contract. So every time I wear my Beats by Dre headphones that I get paid for wearing, they want to fine me.
Dang, did they fine him for that?
Nah, I doubt it. Because he didn't do it, like, recklessly, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I doubt they'll find him for that.
What's up with this Giants dynasty talk, man?
The Giants, they're dynasty, they're baseball dynasty.
They only won 2 World Series in the last, what, 5 years?
Come out! I am back from commercial break on Fleek.
I am appalled right now.
What happened, yo?
And Ndamukong Suh, they're letting them play Sunday.
Yeah, they said it was overturned.
How is that possible?
Because he played it off and he had his back turned and he acted, he didn't react.
Exactly. That's what's telling you he did it on purpose.
I think he did it on purpose. And he's not a first-time offense. And his teammate did got suspended for it the week before.
He put his weight on him, his full weight.
Yeah, he had one foot in the air like, I don't feel him right here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So Aaron Rodgers of all people?
Man, fuck Aaron Rodgers, dog.
Really?
Nobody care about Aaron Rodgers, bro.
The golden child of the NFL?
Yeah, they let that slide.
Wow, to a repeat offender?
Yeah.
I am appalled.
Yeah, I mean, it happens, bro.
No,
but it makes for a better game. Oh, you're just mad because he's going to be playing against Tony Romo.
No, he should have sit that game out because DeMarco Murray's still going to be running all over him.
I think he should have got suspended. It's going to be a good game. Now it's going to be an even better game.
It's going to be an even better blowout.
You crazy.
Bacon soda. We got bacon soda.
That game going to be on fleek.
Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That game going to be live.
So where were we, man?
You going to add in these commercial breaks or what?
Oh, Lord. I might do something with it.
Chill, B. Yo, Phil Jackson. The year of the triangle offense. The year he returned as a New York Knicks president. The year of the downfall of New York. I mean, the year that continues the downfall of the New York Knicks.
The fall of Rome.
Yo.
Yo, what they like, 5-30 now?
Something like that.
That's sad.
Yeah, they over there with the Sixers trying to battle out for the worst team in the league.
Let's see what their record is. They ain't getting off the hook easy. They are 5-28. I was close. Jesus.
Yeah, they're 5. I knew it was something like that. 5-28, and then the Sixers are 4-25, right?
Yeah. Make that 5-29 tomorrow. They play the Clippers in LA.
Oh shit! Yeah, they're right. Oh, so it's the Timberwolves, the Sixers, and the Lakers. I mean, I said the Lakers, the Knicks. Knicks, Sixers, and Timberwolves are battling out for the worst.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, Phil Jackson, boy, I hope you got a plan B, you and Derek Fisher. Because they can start fishing from now.
Yeah, because that triangle looking square, homie.
Yeah. Yo,
that just proves my point. The triangle ain't jack. It's the players you had, homie.
You had all stars. Of course, you have to have, like,
people trying to give Phil Jackson all this credit.
But he's not coaching right now. He's not coaching.
Whatever. He's that's
his system. You can't treat him like he's coaching.
If his old ass was in this chair, you don't think it would be the same outcome? Yeah, I think it would be a different.
I don't think so.
It would be 1-33.
I don't think so. Over Derek Fisher? Come on now. You trying to take too much credit from
Derek
Phil.
Derek Fisher knows Phil. Phil's really coaching. He just sitting up in that booth trying to act like he ain't coaching because he knows it's trash.
Maybe, but still.
Man, he can't pull the wool on me, man. I'm OG, dog. I go way back.
You just sound like a Phil hater.
No, I know y'all in the era of PC. That ain't how we doing it over here.
You just sound like a Phil hater, dog.
Nah, that's timeout on Phil Jackson.
Nah, you wildin', dog.
No, look at his 5-28.
You wildin'.
Yeah.
Bro, look how many rings he has. You can't just call timeout on
look
somebody
at the
like
players. Look at the players he had.
Hey, Melo's supposed to be not, one of them players,
have,
right?
I would have that many rings.
Melo's supposed to be one of them players, right? No. Well, he's supposed to be elite. He's not supposed to be one of the greatest, but he's supposed to be elite.
Look up the Bulls roster and the Lakers roster, and you tell me, how does that compare to the Knicks roster?
Of course it doesn't, but it still got there.
There you go.
The Lakers built a team, bro.
I can build that team. Put me back there coaching, and we
can. Nah, you
out
of control.
Phil didn't do nothing but cross his legs. He didn't have to do nothing.
Nah, you out of control.
I got Michael Jordan.
You're not
on
giving
my team.
Coaches enough credit.
And then I got I got Michael Jordan.
So you're one of them people that don't give coaches that much credit, right?
Rodman. They don't need. They ain't doing nothing. What they doing?
Coaches?
Yeah, what they doing?
All right, cool. That's just your opinion. I'll just ride with that.
No, it ain't my opinion. That's fact.
Nah, so yeah. Coaches have nothing to do with winning or losing.
Nah.
So why they be firing coaches?
Because it's a size. They need to fire players.
Nah, man.
Coach ain't out there running that ball. Coach ain't moving
it
that
don't
ball.
Matter. Somebody has to do the...
Coach ain't moving that dope bomb, boy. All
right. Somebody got to build the foundation. Somebody got to run the structure.
Yep, my feet is my structure.
Nah, man.
My win.
Just like you move a dope, it's an organization. It's somebody at the top calling the shots.
Nah.
The ones down there moving around in the streets aren't the ones in charge.
The ones out there moving around in the streets is making sure that money come in and out to keep the organization going.
Yeah.
Without me,
but the ones up top, without the one up top, ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still, it's still, I'm not saying the players don't count, but it's still.
Yeah, you are.
Nah, I didn't say that at all. Nobody's taking nothing away from Kobe or Jordan. But at the end of the day, you can't take nothing from the coach. That's like saying Belichick's not needed for the Patriots.
He's not. Tom Brady is.
All right.
You could fire Belichick tomorrow.
All right. that just dope. Sounds crazy.
Tom Brady's still going to move that dope. He'll move that dope with, what's that boy's name?
Rex Ryan?
Put Rex Ryan over there.
You crazy, son.
Tom Brady,
you out of control.
Still gonna be Tom Brady.
Nah, you out of control. I'm done, man. I'm off this topic.
Yeah, man,
this is
off.
A year of motherfuckers talking nonsense. That's what it is. A year of motherfuckers talking nonsense. Too much damn freedom of speech out here, man. Giving people the lane to talk nonsense like that. Man, we need to suspend you off the show like this. Suspend the A-Rod for the whole damn season. Them type of comments.
Oh, whatever, man. Coaches ain't doing nothing.
You crazy. You need to suspend you. You could go join A-Rod and be a suspended.
Hey, man, get a coach on here right now. I'll tell him.
All right. Coach is about to be coming for your head.
Ooh, what they going to do? Put some Bengay on me?
We about to put you out there and let you coach the team, see how they do.
Yeah, make sure you give me the all-star squad.
Yo, okay? I'm telling you, I've seen teams with terrible coaches, man. It just doesn't work.
Terrible coaches is terrible. And the coach ain't never terrible until the team is doing bad. Come on. Let's be honest.
Nah, this
Jason Garrett. They wanted Jason Garrett out of Dallas for the last 10 years. Now the team turn around and they 12-4. Oh man, you got to give hats off to Jason Garrett. Come on, man. You know the game. Don't play.
Yeah, but still there's still good teams out there with bad coaches. It's like the Atlanta Hawks back in the days. They had amazing teams. Just coaching was terrible.
So you telling me Lenny Wilkins was terrible? See, you already lost. You already lost.
I'm not talking about way back. I'm not talking about all the way back, nigga. I'm talking about like 10 years ago back.
10 years ago, that was Lenny Wilkins.
No, it wasn't, man. 10 years ago, what are we in? 2014? Nah, man. They had this dude. Maybe not 10 years, like 8 years ago. But what's the nigga that was coaching the Knicks? The nigga, bald head nigga with the beard.
Yeah, but if they was winning, you wouldn't be calling them terrible right now.
Nah, man, they was terrible. They're playing good now.
Yeah, because the players are playing good. They ain't the coach.
All right. And you have, come on, bro. You have most of the main players in rotation.
Matter,
most of
though.
The same players are still there, dog.
It don't matter, dog.
I'm just saying, nigga. I'm just saying. Anyways, moving on. 2014, the year of the openly gay athletes.
You got the openly gay athletes. Like it was.
Yeah, because there might be gay athletes that just, professional athletes that just don't say nothing. This dude said the other day that when he was getting interviewed by Oprah Sams, he said, That there's gay athletes. He said he wishes the rest of the gay athletes in the league will come out and say
something. He better bring out his phone book. Like, yeah.
You got this. Collins got a contract with the Nets for no damn reason.
And he already gone.
Yep. Of course he was garbage, bro. You can't give somebody garbage a contract. It's not even because he was gay or not. At least if he was gay and good, people be like, oh shit, man, he's good.
Wait a minute. All the when you come out, you got the league. Both of them gone.
Yeah, Michael Sam and Collins. But that's what I'm saying. They're both out the league now. People were saying it might have hurt their stock, but I don't know. I don't think it hurt their stock that much.
Don't come out, y'all.
They're saying Michael Sam. So you think he's out the league because he wasn't that good or because he's gay?
Which, how could he not be that good when he was like the number one defensive player in football?
Was he number one defensive player before he said he was gay or after he said he was gay?
Before.
Nah, he wasn't number one. There was he's dropping in draft.
Yeah, after he said he was gay.
But he went to two different teams.
After he said he was gay, he dropped in the draft.
But he went to two different NFL teams, and he still couldn't do good.
How you know he didn't? They said he was doing good. You seen him. He had a strip recovery, a fumble, a sack fumble recovery, like two of them in preseason. But he ain't that good. Okay.
But in regular season, he didn't do good.
He never got to play a regular season game.
And then he went to Dallas. What happened?
He never got to play a regular season game.
So
he's on a
you're
practice
saying
squad.
Your Dallas Cowboys are prejudiced against gays?
I'm saying all people that's
is
not
that
gay
saying?
Is prejudiced against gays.
Nah, man. I ain't prejudiced against gays.
Well, you ain't on the team. If you was on the team, you'll side with the people who's prejudiced against gays because you don't want to be outcasted.
Nah, I don't think it's that serious. It's 2014. I don't think people are bothered by gay people.
Oh, they bothered by blacks in 2014, so of course they can be bothered by gays too.
Yeah, but that's different.
They ain't different.
People fear blacks. They don't fear gays.
Yeah, they do. I mean, you've been around.
A gay dude, he's not going to treat him the same way as if you run up on a black dude.
All right, take one of your straight homies to Hamburger Mary's and see how they act during that drag show. That'll tell you.
I never been.
Yeah, go to Hamburger. Take the crew to Hamburger Mary's and see who act out.
It's not my type of environment.
No, come on. The food is good. What you mean is that your type
but
of environment?
I'm sure they have food any other time besides during the drag show.
Just go in there to the drag show. It's going to bring some people out.
Nah, man. It's not my environment. Why would I even go there?
What do you mean it's not your environment?
Why would I go to a drag show? It's not something I'm interested in.
No, it's not actually. It's not a show, but they come out like during when people are eating. It's not like go there at 8:30.
Why would I do that?
What do you mean? It's just food. It's like any restaurant.
Still, that's like, go eat at the Amway during a Kenny Chesney concert. Like, it's not my vibe. Why would I do that?
No.
People are not going to like it if it's not your type of atmosphere. And you got to expect, you got to accept that. Everybody has different preferences.
It's the same atmosphere.
Prefer not to eat.
It's the same atmosphere.
During a drag show.
All right. Don't go with this drag. Just go there to eat. How about that?
Oh, I don't have I've eaten there before, downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've eaten there before. But there was no drag stuff going on. No, I was with my coworkers.
I need that drag to come out.
What?
So you can see your people switch up real quick.
Because they'll probably be uncomfortable.
Why? They're not touching you.
But it's just like if I was at a country concert, I'd be uncomfortable. It's not my vibe.
Really?
Yeah.
I ain't saying go to outside the country concert. I'm saying what if a country artist... When you was eating, came in there and got on the stage, you'll be uncomfortable.
I wouldn't enjoy my dinner.
What, his guitar?
Yeah, I wouldn't enjoy it because it would just be like, yo, why is this? Like, it's not my vibe.
So when you go to a restaurant.
It's like if you like somebody that, like, if you find somebody that likes nothing but country music and you put them in a restaurant and 50 comes out and starts performing,
they're going to be rocking with it.
You crazy.
They're going to be rocking with it, dog.
Yeah,
I went to a club that's half country, half hip-hop, and it was people doing the two-step doing the 50 song in the rap room.
I don't know. Maybe.
I was there.
It's just not my vibe, man. I'm saying maybe. Maybe it exists. It's just not my...
So you're country-phobic. I get it. You're country-phobic.
I just don't like country music. I just don't listen to country music. I don't listen to much EDM music. I listen to EDM here and there, but... It's not like I can't listen to it for more than a long period of time.
So then those players didn't like gays in the locker room when they vibe.
You just gonna flip it like that?
Hey.
Nah, man. I don't think they dropped from the team because they gay. Like, Collins is really trash. I can't speak on Michael Sam much because I haven't seen him play like that. But Collins was really trash. The New York Nets signed him. For no reason, because he was trash.
Michael Sam wasn't trash. He had awards.
I mean, I never really seen him play like that, so I can't really speak on it. But
don't come out, athletes. Don't come out or rappers.
They say he wasn't good enough.
You seen what happened when your boy Macklemore called out rappers?
Song about gay people.
Macklemore's white. He can do what he wants.
He did say that. He did an hour interview on Hot 97. He was like, more stuff because he's white.
What's your boy name from Riding Dirty? UGK.
What?
When he came out and said, I'm going to start exposing these.
Pimp C?
When Pimp C said, I'm going to start Pimp exposing these gay rappers, yeah. He died. Like 2 days later, Illuminati.
You sound like you've been cut right and studying that shit for a while. Yo, rest in peace, Pimp C.
Pocket full of stones.
Oh, 2014, year of Ben Trill. Everybody Ben Trill now.
I don't remember that one.
Everybody still Trill. Everybody, if you look on the back of everybody's shirt, it's Trill. Everything's Trill life.
Oh, I must skip that train.
Yeah. 40-ounce van got it popping a little bit, but everybody, clothing lines, putting Trill on it all over the place. Yeah, that's why Jay-Z said, fuck a snapback, nigga, I've been Trill. I don't know if I said that lyric right, but yeah, he said something like that.
Yeah, that didn't make sense.
Nah, because I had the Ben Trill snapbacks on, so he was like, fuck a snapback, nigga, I've been Trill. Like, way before the snapbacks, you heard? It's your boy.
Boo. Tony Stewart out here murking people on field.
Oh, yeah, nigga, he was playing GTA 5 out here.
Ram a man over.
Yo, he did that dirty, though. He did that dirty. So I think he could have avoided him. Kevin Ward shouldn't have jumped in the middle of the track anyways, but at the end of the day, like, I think it was a little avoidable.
Especially when 19 cars before him avoid him.
Yeah. But, yo, my man, he jumped in front of the V, though. He, like...
No, he did not, man. There you go again.
Nah, he jumped out there. But I'm saying, I seen the car swerve, though, to the right. The car cut back right. That's just a skirt. Like, he hit the gas a little bit. And
yep, that whole revved up.
I don't think he meant to hit it that hard. Like, I think he meant to scare him, and that shit just took off. He forgot he was... He thought he was in a regular car. He forgot he was in a race car. He thought he was going to tap the gas a little bit. It was going to scare him. That shit went 0 to 100, nigga, real quick.
And they had a brawl.
Yeah.
There's another a race.
Yeah.
Man, them fights look so soft, man.
Nah, they are.
Them kind of fights where you ever
rather watch golfers fight.
You ever seen some people fighting and you just like in the middle laughing, like leaning on the people fighting? It was so
weird. I'd rather seen some golfers fight.
You stupid. No, man, they got the
fight. What's better? Shalons and Jay-Z. That was a fight of the year, son.
Yo, tell me why I seen Solange at the elevator in Vegas. I was like,
Nah.
Yep.
Bro, if you would have got in that elevator and Instagrammed it, your shit would have been booming, son.
She probably would have took my phone or something, man. I ain't like.
Oh, your shit would have been booming, dog. Like, you should have just even did it. Recorded her in the elevator and ran out before the door closed.
And act like record her and then go back to my face and, like, wiping my head like I'm sweating.
Yeah. You would have been booming out here. Your Instagram would have. Yo, Black Twitter would have took your Instagram. To the next level, son.
I thought about it, but I was like,
2014, man, the year of the eruption of Black Twitter.
Man, Black Twitter got be making the news like crazy.
Yo, your man's Temecula or whatever.
Yeah.
Yo, this shit is crazy. Black Twitter is taking it to another level, man. Many corporations this year try to use like Black Twitter slang. Like, I forgot where it was. It might have been a burger spot. Like, yeah, our cheeseburgers are on fleek. Like, mad spots. Like, yo, do you want this burger or nah?
You seen, like, IHOP and them doing it?
Yeah, they was doing it. What'd they say? The pancakes on fleek?
Yeah. And yeah. They were saying a bunch of them. Theirs be funny.
Yeah. And people be getting mad offended. Like, they're appropriating Black Twitter.
Did you see, like, news people and stuff be asking the questions from the Twitter people now?
For real?
Yeah, like, can we use this? Can we do this? And they be hating on them. Like, nope.
Yo, I'm telling you, man, it's crazy.
Yo, Twitter, you heard the Temecula remix, though?
I seen you post it on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I listened to it for a split second, but I was like, nah, man, this is too crazy. I can't fall into this trap.
Yo, he killed it, man.
So I went back to listening to Dave East. That's not the Dave West. Nah, Dave East is nice, man. Dude out of Harlem. Him and Alan York, those are the two dudes I be listening to out of Harlem. So they got some joints. You know what I'm saying? Support your underground rappers.
I'm still waiting for Cam to come back with that Louie Tooie, Booie Louie, Ooey Gooey.
Cam say he's dropping his last album. He's retiring.
Yeah, I need that old Cam though.
Yeah, the I got computers cute. I got computers puting. I don't get shot at, nigga. I do the shooting.
Killer.
This nigga said killer. Yo, that takes the cake though was NFL, man. Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson took the cake this year. Ray, once that video dropped, Ray Rice was out of here. Gone in 60 seconds.
The video that they had already seen.
The video, but that one, he was dragging her out. Like, but that one didn't even get much action. I mean, it got action, but not compared to the one where he was throwing bows. Drop bows on him. Nigga, throw them bows.
Yeah, that was crazy to me.
Yo, that video was wild, son. But right when that shit dropped 5 minutes later, they had him outside of they had his stuff out on the curb. The Raven had his shoulder pads out on the curb, like
nobody
right,
picked on, him
right
up
in
either.
His parking spot. Nah.
Nobody even picked him up either.
Nope. He's reinstated, but we're gonna see what happens. Somebody gotta pick him up next season. But it might be too risky, man. You know these groups, like women rights groups and gay rights groups, you slip off. They'd be outside of your door.
Man, I'm telling you, they're going to pick him up about 2 months after the Super Bowl. They're going to slide him on the roster.
Yeah, they might. Somebody might slide him in there.
Jerry, time out.
Yo, y'all ruthless, bro. Cowboys be trying to get everybody. It's like, what, you got a crack problem? Come right on over and get this taken care of.
Why you got Victor Cruz and ODB on here?
Because, man, Victor Cruz got injured and ODB broke records because of it.
So what you going to think they're going to do next year to get
ODB them? Had a catch of a year.
Oh, you seen the meme? Somebody put an L on it?
Oh, no.
Nah. He caught that L, dog.
Yo, the one where he was catching the sperm from going into the egg. And then though, there was the one where he had this champagne glass from Kim Kardashian's Break the Internet picture.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, man, that was another phenomenon, Kim Kardashian's Break the Internet. Yeah, that shit broke the internet for real. But yo, mad people got fake offended. Oh, you're a mom. People going crazy. Oh, she's a whore. She's a naked. Bro, just enjoy the picture and shut up.
Don't you think it's weird how like infatuated people are with these celebrities?
Yeah. People are like, yes, bitch, yes. Like, Kim Kardashian looks fab.
Like, people waste a whole day arguing about a Kim Kardashian picture.
Yeah. Like, Blue Ivy's on fleek.
You see the one where they had to break the internet picture with Northwest right below her looking sad?
Yeah. And they had another one with Northwest and Blue Ivy, and she's like, yo, your mom's naked on the internet again. That's just cold, man. These people are crazy, bro.
Yeah, what?
That shit crazy.
What would you do if, like, you got memed and you blew up like that?
You gotta do it like Alex from Target, son. It was on, like, Ellen DeGeneres.
No, I'm talking about if they
killing
you. That
was white Twitter,
you.
Though. I didn't even, huh?
If they killing you on the internet, you're going to tweet through it or just log off?
Nah, bro, you got to tweet through it. That's the only way. It's like them dudes that got exposed the other day for leaving girls on a $700 dinner date. I don't know if he tweeted through it, though. Ja Rule should have tweeted through it when Instagram did the cleanup. This nigga deleted his Instagram. That nigga had over millions of fake followers.
Dang.
Like, oh, it was Mace. It was Mace. My bad. It wasn't Ja Rule. It was Mace.
They ran Mace off the internet.
Oh, man. So fast.
Did you see the Stay Low and Build guy?
Who?
The Stay Low and Build guy.
Oh, yeah. He told the shorty, let's stay low and build.
Yeah.
Yo, he was eating her kids' fruit snacks and all that.
It was like, man, he cold if he's still wearing them J's today.
Yo, Ocho Cinco seen it too. He's like, stay low and build. And then he put the notepad emoji.
Yo, you see, they put him in, they put his head on Bob the Builder.
Yeah, man, he got to take advantage of that.
Yeah, he got to. He got to get t-shirts or something.
The Miz going to start selling again.
Stay low and build.
He said stay low and build. I'm going to tell a chick that, yo. I got this chick that keep trying to wife me up. That's the only reason I don't smash. She be trying to wife me up. And I'm like, yo, chill, B. I'm going to tell her. I'm gonna be like, yo, let's stay low and build.
Yo, did you read his text messages to her?
Nah. He said, I read some of it.
Stay low and build, and then when they least expect it, we gotta drop it on the world.
We gotta drop it on the world.
Dude, who are you? You ain't Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yo, I can't front, though. That was smooth.
Yo, he was eating smooth. It up, too. She had the...
Yeah, he gave her something to look forward to.
Yo, he
he didn't only say let's stay low and build. He gave her something to look forward to. So every day she said, "Yeah, yo, she's gonna be like, I'm gonna lace him up. So when we drop it on him, he gonna be fresh. We gonna be fresh together. Yo, he's smart. He's a smart ass dude, son.
Yo, females, y'all gotta, he was telling me
coaches are useless. He could be a coach.
Whatever. You see what that got him?
It doesn't. Yo, his Twitter was booming.
Yeah, that is a dirtbag. He had no more.
Nah, but he's a dirtbag, yo, because his boys started putting him out there, too. Like, man, this dude's a scumbag, yo. He's like, yo, no wonder when he had Shorty Carr reached in the side door panel and her mail was in there.
He said, yeah, come on, man. He stole his wallet. Come on,
he
man.
He said it was a rental.
A rental?
Rental. He reached in the side door. He's like, yo, my Shorty mail in here. Yo, these dudes are crazy, son.
Yo, this Twitter, though, I'm telling you, if y'all ain't got Twitter.
That's what Bill Cosby, when his shit started coming out, he posted a picture and said, me.
Oh, man.
He was like, yo, I already know it's about to go down.
It's crazy on Twitter.
The best, probably most used meme of the year was KD's, You Are the Real MVP.
Oh, yeah.
I think that had to be up there.
Oh, we forgot a good one.
Whoa.
The bass guy. Remember his song about KD?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't this year, though, was it?
I thought that was it. Oh, no, it wasn't this year.
Nah, it wasn't this year.
Basically, no, yeah, it was this year because the playoffs.
Playoffs? That he was like, you want. I don't know, man. He been messing with KD for years, bro.
It was this one because they had the curse of the bass guy. Why they couldn't. Why they
curse
make
of the bass guy. Son, he been messing with KD for years, yo. He been messing with KD for years. This nigga was killing him, though. You were the real MVP. Dudes were sending it to their girls, all type of nonsense. They made every type of meme out of it. That one I used to see all the time was Derrick Rose's injury, which had been around for a while, and then the Pacquiao one. The Pacquiao knockdown was around for a while, too.
Yo, that Pacquiao one, I think, I don't know which had me laughing harder, the Pacquiao one or the planking joints.
Yeah, but that was a minute ago. Oh, how about the Jay-Z jumping in the pool one?
Oh, man, that was funny, too.
Yo, he was jumping in the pool. Yo, that was crazy, too. But yeah, man, 2014 been insane. In the World Cup, Luis Suarez bit dude's ear off, ended up getting suspended for a couple years, and ended up going playing for Barcelona, getting that check. That shit is insane. LA Galaxy won the MLS Cup. Donovan retired. USA did their thing in the World Cup. I think more people watch soccer this year in America than ever before.
And like I said, soccer's going again, dog.
Yeah. But World Cup was booming.
Yeah, it was. But, like, I told them I wasn't going to stick around.
Yeah. And Orlando is booming, though. Like, certain cities, like the cities with soccer teams is popping. But everywhere else, nobody's really into it.
Yeah.
Like here in Orlando or Orlando City, that shit is crazy. Like how many fans you see out and about. Like, whoa, when I got my shirt on, I get stopped everywhere. Like I got texting my phone. Like, hey, man, you got some of the magnets? I can get some of them car magnets off you. Like, yeah, I got you. Like, it's crazy. But then you go out to Tampa and nobody even knows. Like, well, people will know, but it's not like a huge majority of people, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like in those cities where it's at. But, I mean, it's a growing sport. So we're going to see what happens. They need to figure out some type of marketing scheme just to drag in the whole, like, people that only watch it during the World Cup to watch the MLS in general year-round. Get the internet involved, man. It's the age of the internet. The Ice Bucket Challenge went ham this year. I didn't do it.
I didn't either.
I just donated money. I didn't know what ALS was, so I researched it. Like, it raised a lot of awareness than mad people were saying, which is true. Like, yo, people are dropping, dumping, wasting mad ice, but not donating.
Yeah.
Like, they'll take time out and go dump ice on their head and not donate. But in return, it still raised, like, a lot more money than usual.
Yeah.
But Ice Bucket Challenge went on for a while, man.
Yo, it went away and came back strong.
Yeah, yeah. After celebrities got on it.
I got 9 challenges, didn't accept none of them.
I ain't accept a damn thing. I told them too. I said, I'll donate. I'm not accepting a damn thing. I'd be looking like a fool outside dumping a cold ass cooler on my head. I donate. I support the cause.
Yeah.
I curse everybody out who invited me. Yo, 50 Cent's pitch. That was a vine for a while.
That dude.
His opening pitch at the Mets, that shit went far left. they did an ODB one, Odell Beckham Jr. one, ODB one, a 50 Cent pitch, catching 50 Cent pitches. That shit went so far left.
Oh, man, they wildin'. You see him do the Lance Stevenson blowing his pitch?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lance Stevenson blowing the LeBron's ear was one. What a fool, yo. That dude's crazy, son. He blew in. Lance Stevenson a goon, son.
You see Kevin Garnett blowing a...
Yeah, he did it the other day. But it's still not as classic as Lance Stevenson. Like Lance Stevenson did in the playoffs while the whole world is watching. It wasn't like a regular game, like the 20th game of the season. He's like, yo, it's the playoffs. We're the only people on TV.
Wow.
So I'm gonna blow in his ear. He's out trying to throw him off his game. Yo, Undertaker lost.
Oh, man, don't bring it up, man.
Oh, that guy's meme, that one fan, the black kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, this shit was all over the internet for a while. It's still going around. I seen it live, though, so I was dying when I seen it live. But I didn't think to take a picture of the kid and put it on the internet. Because I seen it live, and I rewinded it like, yo, look at this nigga's face, the struggle.
Yo, people fast, man. I remember...
That was terrible, though. They did it terrible.
Yeah, they did. But during the All-Star game, I caught... what's that dude's name? Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
With that suspect look.
Everybody caught that dude doing suspect look.
Man, I took a picture. I'm like, pause it. Took the picture, uploaded it. It was already 10 of them up. I'm like, yo, y'all are quick.
Yo, these dudes don't play, man. It's like, these people better get jobs. Like, all these people that are making these memes in a split second and they're going viral. Not the corny dudes that get an Instagram video and download it to their phone and add their damn Twitter, Instagram name on it. Like, yo, don't put your... Either you're going to be funny and you're going to get it, or don't put your name... Like, I'm not looking at a meme and saying, oh, this is funny. Let me go follow the guy who put his Twitter name on here.
But what if he remixes it, makes it funnier?
I'm still not going to follow him because his Twitter name's on the meme. I'm not doing it. Like, all right, it was funny. You didn't post it. It just came across my timeline. Like, I'm not doing it. But corporations are messing with black Twitter, man. These people better be getting jobs for these memes.
Heck yeah.
There's a lot of funny memes out there, so I don't even know how people come up with half of them. You got to have the illest sense of humor or something. Should just be going viral in like 2 seconds.
What else we had? Adam Silver, first year?
Yeah, I think he had a good first year. He held it down.
P.O.P.
He held barely.
I should have said that. Barely.
He handled the Sterling situation pretty good, and that was huge. Imagine if that was in the NFL. Boy, they would have dropped the ball on that one. The NFL wouldn't know what to do, son, if Sterling was the NFL owner.
Oh, man.
They wouldn't have known what to do. They would have did a, they would have made a decision, brought it back, remixed it.
Remixed it.
Yeah, they handled that. They handled that. Sterling did his thing, man. He handled it. That was a good first year. Basketball, another thing was the $1 billion bracket challenge that nobody was going to get.
There's no way. There's no way nobody's winning that.
Nah, it's impossible. That's why they did it. Damn marketing schemes, bro. I even made a few brackets. But you're not going to get it. It's nearly impossible. It was like some math whiz did the math on it, and it's like you have no chance of getting it. It's like the smallest percentage of percentages.
That's crazy. Somebody won that, though.
Yeah. What? Imagine somebody that didn't never like watch basketball in their life. Like, never even watched a basketball game. Not even just college basketball, just basketball game in general. And just guessed mad teams and won it.
That'd been crazy.
That would have been insane, dog.
They would have got invited to the White House and everything.
Yeah, all that. Mm-hmm. Or they would have got killed. Illuminati. Paul George broke his leg in half.
Yo, that was nasty.
That shit was crazy, son. Yeah, that was crazy. Everybody was like, yo, game over, man. Pack up the bags. This is an exhibition game.
Dang.
It was a scrimmage, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, nah, that was crazy. That shit, but it could happen anytime. It could happen during a regular game. It could happen during a scrimmage. It don't even matter.
What's even crazy is, like, after that, the whole Pacers front line went down.
Yep. And then they got rid of Lance Stephenson. Oh, Lance Stephenson was already gone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was already gone. Pacers are a wrap now. Even when he comes back, they'll still be a wrap. They won't be good. They got to rebuild. David West getting old, bro.
Yep, it's over.
David West been around for a while.
Since Jordan.
He's still a beast, though. Jordan, Kobe passed Jordan. We just talked about that a couple weeks ago, but that was big. You know what I'm saying? Big for Kobe. He's still behind Karl Malone, though. He got to pass Karl Malone before he's the GOAT.
No.
He still got to pass Karl Malone.
Malone. He ain't gonna make it.
Nah, hell no. The year of Ebola. Ebola was all over, man. And missing planes, too. We can't forget about the planes.
Yo, another one, man?
Yeah, that shit is wild.
Dang.
Planes just going missing. It's all around Malaysia.
I ain't going out. No, nowhere near there.
I ain't going out there. You can't even pay me.
Nope.
I heard it was dope. Over there, like back in the days, I spoke to a couple people before that told me like Malaysia is a nice place to visit, but that's it. I'll probably see on Google Images.
Yep, I'll never go over there.
Nah, well, there's no type of security. You can only way I'll go if the president's on the same plane as me.
Aliens, I think aliens got the planes, man.
It's like the new Bermuda Triangle.
Can you imagine, like, aliens take you and, like, they're doing experiments on people?
You think, nah. Why you gotta go like that? Why can't it be, like, they partying and shit?
Because, man, what are they gonna party with us for about? We can't even understand each other.
You never know. Everybody got pet dogs and we can't understand them like that.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna be pet, they're gonna be petting us.
Yeah, but.
Grabbing our weenies and stuff. Tugging at our weenies.
But humans, if they look remotely close to humans, then you could like party the same. You could party with the niggas, drink. You think they got rosé on Mars?
Come on, man. We overreact on Twitter. You know they're gonna overreact if a little alien jump on the plane. So I'm like, hey, we just trying to chill with y'all.
I'll be like, listen, man, come have a drink, bro. We're going to be cool. I'm going to go take him. I'm gonna get a couple girls for that nigga. Hold it down.
<They're>... He's stupid.
Yo, bring back our girls. The hashtag stopped. Did they ever bring them back?
Man, no. It just went away, man.
The internet, just like everything else on the internet, comes and goes.
That's crazy, man. That's why you can't even get hype.
Yeah, everything on the internet. That's the internet, man. Just come and go.
Sad.
That's what be happening, bro. That's why news. That's what I'm saying. You got to tweet through it. If somebody push you out there, just tweet through it.
Yo, I kind of want it to happen to me so I could be like tweeting stuff like, the roses are red, violets are blue.
Yo, my man's that his girl put him out, the Let's Stay Low and Build. He was just tweeting regular shit, bro. He was tweeting funny memes, like tweeting through it for real.
Like Snotty Drippin was doing. That was funny.
Yeah, Snotty Drippin. It was Temecula. Where is that? I don't even want to go there.
I want to go there, man. Things by San Diego.
That's just sound dangerous.
I see the chick on Twitter talking about, man, we never got this much hype before. Nobody knows who we are.
Yeah, it was all over the news.
They even had it on ESPN, man.
They even asked Kobe about it.
Yeah, Kobe said the Mamba Army ain't nothing to F with.
Yeah. I bet you that nigga's like, man, them crazy ass niggas, bro.
Meet me in Temecula.
Yo, that was crazy. And what else we got? LeBron went home. We already spoke about that. I'm coming home. It was a good. They made a good spectacle out of it.
Yeah, it's whack. I lost you money, hate LeBron. Man.
Oh, you bet that he was gonna stay in Miami?
Yeah, I was like, there's no way he's about to go home. I even went back in and made two more bets on it. Like, nah, let me keep betting because the line kept moving. I'm like, let me
you
bet
on everything, bro.
Hey, man, I'm trying to move that dough.
She's like, yo, I bet you that you can't make a better peanut butter and jelly sandwich than me.
Oh, I kill you.
Look, you already want to bet. Remember Julio. Julio don't want to come back on the show until he gives me my bet. We got that his bet that the Jets will finish two games behind the Patriots.
Two games? I should have made that bet.
He said the Jets would be... He's lucky I ain't hit him over the head for some money. I was just like, all right, bro. He's supposed to take me out to eat or something like that.
I think he should take
for some beer and food or something like that.
He should take us.
He said the Jets are going to be in the running by the end of the season. The only thing running was Rex Ryan out that damn office. Yo... Julio better take me off of my beer and food, my drinks and food, or he gonna have to meet me in Temecula and catch this fade.
I was in the knee deep. He was in the cheap seats.
Yo, we was out here, man. Patriots. Talk about the Jets gonna finish two games behind, man. Ain't nobody finishing two games behind the Patriots, son.
Y'all gonna lose that first home game, though, in the playoffs.
What you mean?
Who y'all
you talking
play?
Crazy. We don't know yet. You talking crazy. Y'all got to beat Detroit.
No, that's easy.
Yeah, it might. Nah, I don't know. It's going to be tough.
They couldn't it's even be a good game. The Colts.
There's going to be some good games this week, though. It's going to be you guys against Detroit. I don't know about the Bengals and Colts. It could be good, but I ain't really too much worried about it.
I want to see that Pittsburgh, too.
Ravens and Steelers. That's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
Yo, and they got Carolina beating Arizona. I don't know about that, yo.
No, they got Arizona like 6-point favorites.
Nah, Carolina 6-point favorites.
Nope, you're lying.
I promise you. I'm looking at it right now.
I'm about to look at it right now.
Pittsburgh's 3-point favorites. Colts are 3.5. Dallas 7. And Carolina 6.
Wait a minute. They got Dallas 7-point favorites?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm about to take the Lions so quick.
What do you think is going to be a 3-point game?
Yeah, and I know 7? They talking about a blowout?
Yeah.
Dang, they got Carolina 7-point favorites.
Dang, 7?
Dallas
I got 6.
I got Dallas 8-point favorites and Carolina 7-point favorites on my site.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think Carolina is going to win by 6 points, dog. If they win, it's by 3 points.
Yeah.
Carolina, dude, Carolina doesn't have offense like that.
Dude, they just got hype off them last two games.
Cardinals got defense.
Duh, I can't believe they got Dallas winning by 8+ points.
Yeah, I can't believe they got Carolina winning by 6 or 7.
Dude, I'm about to load up.
He said, I'm about to bet on everything.
Heck yeah. He
said, yo, put my car on there.
Put me in there. I'm about, matter of fact, I'm about to take money line. Okay, I ain't getting away with my secrets.
What?
What else?
What'd you say? Yo. So, yeah, that's pretty much the 2014 wrap-up, man. We had a crazy, crazy, crazy year. Mostly controversial. Mustard on the beat. Everybody was still twerking.
We got flag on a flag of the year.
Flag of the year. Dun, dun, dun. Who does it go to? It goes to Monsieur Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, 12 years a slave and a son.
Yo, that was crazy, man. I can't. And flag on all the people that say, oh, he has a right to beat this kid, man. You don't leave no lashings on a 4-year-old kid, man. I don't give a damn what you say. I got my ass beat growing up, but I never had no damn. I didn't walk away looking like a zebra.
Hell nah.
Bench dude look like year? Back of the Nas album.
That's stupid.
Bench of the year, sent him to the end of the bench. He got benched regardless. But it goes to none other than elevator knockout himself, Ray Rice.
Yep. Uppercut Rice out of here.
Yo, he they did him, the NFL mishandled the whole situation, but he's wilding too, man. You can't hook off on your girl like that. It doesn't matter what, man. You can hold her down, shake her a little bit, whatever, but and you can't be hooking off on girls like on a female like that. Especially your wife and the mother of your child, man. Have some respect. I mean, I'm sure he heard it enough. He's rehabilitated from what they say. So I got to let him ride like that.
He going to let him ride.
And for my number one draft pick, you can have your own. But for my number one draft pick of to end the year, I'm going to end it with her Instagram is Claudia L. Nelson, spelled just the way it sounds. Yo, I don't know. Somebody posted her Instagram on Twitter. And I was looking at it. I was like, damn, she's fine. I was like, damn, let me see if she got a booking. She does got a booking, though. But she is fine. Yeah. And she's athletic, yo. It's the one we was looking, the one I told you about a couple weeks ago. And she's tatted up wild crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's always in the gym. She's tatted. She has some pictures dressed nice. Man, that's my number one draft pick right there. We go run some laps together, even though I don't be running like that. I'll get on the Stairmaster for her.
All right, my number one draft pick for the year is Miley Cyrus.
This guy.
What? Yes. Miley took over this year, man.
Yeah, even made Robin Thicke get a divorce.
Miley was out here sucking on doll penises on stage.
Robin Thicke got a divorce because of her.
No, I won't.
She was twerking. I know, it wasn't because of her. Yeah, but then you got to... Alright, we could do a top 5 number one. Because Beyonce got to get a number one draft pick of the year, too, son.
Hold up, man. Miley Cyrus let them breasts out on Instagram.
Man, nobody want to see. It looked like fat 14-year-old boy. That shit wasn't no real breasts, man. It looked like a chubby teenager.
He's wilding. Kim Kardashian gotta be draft pick.
Yeah, cause she broke the internet. Yo, but matter of fact, nah. Number one draft pick, it was the Fappening in general.
The Fappening.
You don't remember the Fappening this year when all the celebrity news started getting leaked? Gabrielle Union was out in the bathroom with them titties hanging. who else was on there? Remember, Nikki got squirted on. Her picture got leaked. Megan Good's picture got leaked. Who else news got leaked? You didn't know about the Fappening?
Yeah, but all the pictures was whack.
Who else got leaked? The girl from Hunger Games.
Whack.
Well, she was out here, though.
She was out here.
She was out here. She was taking pictures like she wasn't famous.
You stupid.
Yo, she had some wild pictures. Who else was on there? There was some things on there.
Oh, Kate Upton.
Man, ain't nobody wanted to see Kate Upton.
Was Emma Watson on there?
Who that?
Jennifer Lawrence was on there.
Yeah, that's the girl from Hunger Games.
The Sleepy Games, because I fell asleep on all of them this year.
I didn't watch the last one that just came out. I heard it's kind of weak, but the other two was fire.
I fell asleep on the last two.
What do you mean the last two? It was only three, bro.
The last two that came out, I fell asleep on them.
Oh, the second one's better than the first one.
Man, Scarlett Johansson had them nudes out there.
Scarlett Johansson's top five, though, in life. Her, 2014, yeah, J-Lo hit the scene, like, wow. J-Lo came back with a vengeance.
J-Lo bought the booty back out.
J-Lo had 21-year-old females wishing they was 45.
Wait,
that was top five.
I don't think you took that a little too far.
What?
I don't think no 21-year-old females wish they was 45.
What? I guarantee you any of these 21-year-olds give themselves to be J-Lo, son.
Yeah, but
she was looking amazing. How was J-Lo? She's like 40, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I was 5 years off. I was exaggerating. I had to make it sound good.
No, I'm saying they don't even want to be in their 40s, homie.
Man, you crazy. Man. They already got mad kids living like they're in their 40s anyways.
Man, come on. This ain't the same female you showed me either last year.
Who?
I mean, last week.
J-Lo?
No, the draft pick.
Yeah, it is. Claudia L. Nelson.
No, the one you tried to show me was... And this is a different Claudia then. She tatted up too, though.
That's the same girl, man. Go back. That was one.
The one you showed me was a little athletic basketball player.
Keep going down. Remember, I went down mad weeks. Yeah, go to 16 weeks. She's doing basketball drills.
Now, this one's light-skinned here.
She was light-skinned.
What kind of tattoo she got?
We was trying to make light-skinned love.
What kind of tattoo she got?
I don't know. She got mad tattoo. I didn't observe her pictures like that.
Is it only on one side of her body?
I don't know, bro. You looking at the same girl? I'm on her Instagram right now.
I'm trying to ask you.
What picture are you on?
I'm not on Instagram.
She got a whole one side sleeve, and then she got half a sleeve on the other side.
And she got brown hair.
You know females be changing their hair, bro.
Did she got them cheetah paws on her neck?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, she don't play basketball on Google searches.
Yo, this nigga went to go looking for her social.
Her social, whatever.
What state she live in, dog? Yo, nah, she's top five, son. Don't be hating on my picks, man. I'm the number one. I'm the draft pick god around here.
Man, whatever.
You pick like the Blazers.
Whatever, fool.
Sam Bowie, Greg Oden, you know.
I was in the deep. She was in the cheap seats.
Yo, man, but yeah, that's about it for 2014 wrap up. Look forward to 2015. We got some crazy shows coming up, man. We're going to keep fine-tuning the show, getting better, getting our own podcast channel, getting the website up and running, having special guests, you know what I'm saying? So the last, what did we have done so far? This is the fourth episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good start, man. We got a good fan base that we're building on. So keep following us at The Timeout Show. Keep following me at Marv_LS. That's my Twitter. That's my Instagram. That's my Snapchat. Don't add me on Snapchat unless you're a female. And yeah, man. So stay tuned. We got plenty in the works, yo.
Yo, I'm at Emerge City. You can find me at Forget That Yo Podcast. Check that out. Check me out on I'm also going to be a host on the Hip Hop Power Hour. Stay tuned for that. And, what is Snapchat, man?
It's the truth. It's for single people, man.
Is that the one with the letters? You write the little black bar with the letters on it?
Yeah, but that's not what it's all about. You send a picture or a video, and you set how long they could see it for, and then after that, it disappears. And if they screenshot it, then it notifies you.
Why not just be... I don't know. That's too much.
Nah, man, because girls that don't have trust issues, they'll use Snapchat. It'll notify them if you screenshot it. You heard. All
right.
So it's good for niggas like me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we send selfies to each other. It's kind of like you could FaceTime, but you're FaceTiming through chat. So it's like you're not interrupting your whole day to FaceTime. And you're not just texting videos back and forth to each other so they stay in their phone. That's kind of corny, you know what I mean? Like, you open your text messages, it's just mad videos back and forth. So it's like, it just sends it and they view it once, they disappear. Or you could set, or you could record a video or a picture and post it on your story so everybody that follows you will see it.
I'm going to just have a bunch of shoes on that joint.
It's pretty dope, though. And the freaks come out at night. What, what? Houdini body.
Hey, what you doing for New Year's Eve?
Yo, I have no idea. So, when's this video? When's this audio dropping? On New Year's Day?
What?
Maybe.
Yeah, probably on New Year's.
So, yeah. So, right now, when y'all listening to it, I'm probably hungover. I'm not waking. I'm sleeping because I'm not waking up till the 3rd. But, nah, I have no idea what I'm doing yet, man. All I know is I'm getting a haircut at noon. And that's about it. I might go back down to Lakeland and slash Tampa and go chill with my family out there. Maybe hit up the Hard Rock or the Script Club.
I'm going to do what I do every year and be in my bed going to sleep.
Man, you sound 60.
Hey, man, I sound like I ain't trying to be on the road with them drunks.
Oh, nah, you always have a designated driver and somewhere to sleep.
No, I don't drink. And oh, I don't want to die by the hands of a drunk driver.
I feel you. That's legit. That's a legit reason. But you could just go somewhere and stay there, you know what I'm saying? That's what I used to do. I used to rent, like, I would rent, like, a villa and just invite mad people over and be like, yo, you could crash here. Because you know how your crib, you don't want niggas sleeping, waking up on your living room floor, like, yo, get out of here, you filthy.
He said you filthy.
Yeah, and then, you know you're going to have that one friend that's going to try to take a chick in the bathroom and smash and everything like that. So you can't do it. You rent like a little villa or vacation home and get it popping like that. Maybe I just know my friends. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I might go to Hard Rock in Tampa. I might go to Mars Venus. Go throw some ones. I was thinking about Hogan's Beach. One of my boys was telling me about Hogan's Beach. That might be live.
Wait, Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Man.
You never heard of Hogan's Beach in Tampa?
Oh, you obviously didn't listen to the show where we talked about that.
Who?
You better listen to our show.
Forget that, yo?
Yeah, the name of it is F. Hulk Hogan.
Oh, man. Oh, because he's going with Riff Raff?
No, because the dress code to get in that joint.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
On what, on a regular day?
You basically just can't be a minority if you want to go there.
I know minorities that go there, but they look Spanish, probably.
Look up the dress code, and then I don't think you got none of that in your closet.
before we sign out right now, I'm gonna look it up.
It said no necklaces, no boots, no basketball shoes.
It's a beach, though. Why would you go dressed with boots?
Duh, look at the list.
Oh, somebody on TMZ. This is a TMZ video, and it says don't dress like a black guy. Who says this? I just searched Hogan's Beach dress code. Hulk Hogan's restaurant. Don't dress like a black guy. Don't dress like a black guy, brother. Oh, TMZ just took a picture of it and put it says no plain white t-shirts or otherwise oversized t-shirts extending past the mid-thigh. No attire containing profanity or otherwise deemed to be offensive by management. No sports or sleeveless jerseys. No excessive baggy attire. No low-hanging pants or shorts. Pants or shorts must be worn at waist. No hats, caps, or visors worn sideways or back-facing. Hats must be worn fully facing forward at all times. No do-rags or skull caps or bandanas. Who the hell's wearing do-rags to a freaking party? No torn or soiled clothing. No work boots, no oversized or excessive jewelry. No workout clothing, including tracksuits, jumpsuits, sweatpants, basketball, gym, or mesh shorts. No camouflage unless with military ID. And no high-top sneakers.
No basketball
shorts. Beach
short.
Party.
Are we on a beach?
Party. Oh, it's beach party and beach. Yo, but you know what, though? I'm the same way, but people been calling me out on it lately because I wear basketball shorts to the beach.
What do you want me to
like,
wear?
Like, even my black friends, they'd be like, yo, my nigga, go get some swimming shorts. Go get some swimming trunks. I'm like, what? I wore basketball shorts to the beach my whole life.
Yeah, I don't.
When I went on my cruise, I had to get two pairs of swimming trunks because my family was like, yo, my G, you can't come on the cruise with us if you're wearing basketball.
You can't come on a cruise with us.
Nah, but I had basketball shorts some of the time, but I did have swimming trunks, yo.
I'm wearing basketball shorts because I don't wear swimming trunks. I'm not buying no billabong, pillabong.
I went to Walmart and got some $10 joints because I wasn't spending more than $10 for something I'm going to go swimming in.
And I don't like the way they feel, so I wear what I
yeah,
want.
Yo, you know what they need to make is like, is hip hop swimming trunks.
Hip hop swimming trunks.
So it'd be like capri shorts, swimming trunks, like
Wait
three
a minute,
quarter
so,
swimming trunks.
So I can walk in there with no shirt on then?
I guess it says it's the beach.
It's the beach, but I can't wear a cutoff jersey.
Yeah.
I bet you I try to walk in there with no shirt on. I bet you they stop me, too.
Oh, and they have a video that shows mad white boys in tank tops. It's mad people. That shit look popping over there, though. I want to go over there.
Hey, record it. And the it says
It's a video, and it shows. Yo, they have, like, jet skiing and everything back there.
It says to manage
It's a pool.
Too, as well.
Yeah, actually, it looks jumping, though.
Man, it's whack.
Yo, but some of my minority friends went over there a while back.
Man, Coco.
Yeah, but there's mad blogs that are saying the dress code is racist. Like, I Googled Hulk Hogan's dress code, and everyone's like, insane dress code, or their dress code, segregation, racist dress code. Oh, September 29, 2014, the restaurant loses racist dress code.
Oh.
After TMZ runs wild on former wrestler Tampa Eatery.
Oh.
So TMZ actually did something for America.
You said for America. I'll never go there.
They said, what you gonna do, brother, when TMZ runs wild on you?
Stupid.
Yeah, man, so Hulk Hogan, you better get your shit together. I'm going to blast you on this podcast. You don't let me in. But I might not go for New Year's. But if I do, y'all going to hear about it.
I want you to go and not get
brother.
In so we have show content.
Oh, nah. Listen, bro. I'm kind of ignorant when I get angry. Listen,
what
man. There'll be some
be
problems
like,
in the parking lot.
What if they be like, we don't like your hair, dude?
Yo, my comb over is smooth, bro.
And they ain't gonna like that.
I got a comb over. I'm accepted in all white areas.
Your hair is too dark, bro.
What? There's white people with black hair, man. All right, man. Let's not get racist because 2014 is year of sensitivity. Yo, I'm out of here, man. Go ahead and pop some bottles of champagne. Sip down that rosé. Might pour some liquor down a strip of crack or something. But I'll holla at y'all 2015. Cheer.
Peace.
Big dog. Last year's out of here, so guess who's back, bruh? Skills with that 2014 wrap up. Lupita won the Oscar, congrats to your girl. And Ellen probably took the best selfie in the world. Seattle won the Super Bowl and Denver couldn't manage. And same-sex marriages made it to the Grammys. And yeah, I wanted Zimmerman in that boxing match. But all we saw was Pharrell and that I damn hat. I mean, the polar vortex had the east moving slow, and ATL shut down for a little bit of snow. Rough year for Bieber, dealing with fame. And they still ain't tell us what happened to both of them planes. Donald Sterling, he ain't had to say a thing. But he did. Then he lost the whole NBA team. Man, the first rule of the side chick, guys, she a side chick, bro. You're supposed to keep on the side. And I was in the club when them fools shot Suge. I ain't noticed. I was hitting my nay-nay like, Chloe and French, okay. And Outkast came back, but somebody forgot to tell Dre. Me and Nico, sex tape weak, though. And And everywhere you went, you heard
Muzzle on the beat. Oh.
50 and Floyd, yeah, they had issues. Kim and Kanye finally made it official. Breezy went to jail, even though I thought he wouldn't. Ross lost weight, but Lil Terrio couldn't. Jay and Beyonce leaving the club. Then Solange in the elevator swinging for blood. Kicking Jay with the quickness. I'm just sipping tea, watching like, this is none of my business. Ice bucket challenge? That was funny. I'm thinking skip the ice bath, just donate money. And LeBron went back, but not for the dollar. Robin Thicke tried, but he couldn't get back Paula. And I'm scratching my head at that boy Ray Rice. Come on, bruh, that's your wife. You know that bitch won't write. And Nicki's Anaconda? That's a keeper. Had you looking at your girl like, bye, Felicia. And I ain't scared of ISIS. I got my brothers. P.O.P. hold me down. Mama, I love you. We got celebrity nudes and no flex zones. MJ holograms, bigger iPhones. Iggy dropped Fancy, a bona fide hit. Then Wiz and Amber split. Then Mariah and Nick. Gas prices stay low.
How you know?
Cause I'm still riding.
And I just filled up about a week ago.
Kim K showed that thing. Is it me or Ebola was out of here just as quick as it came? Legal weed? I know y'all down for that. You two gave you an album and you fools gave it back.
Wait, let me take a selfie.
Enough's enough. We went up on a Tuesday. And turned down for what? Cause the world's getting sadder. And yeah, we protesting out here. Cause Black Lives Matter. Unity? That's what we need. Not another man with his hands up saying I can't breathe. If we are human beings, then we are the same. This is our country, man. Something gotta change. The World Cup popped up and got that love. Pharrell had y'all singing about how happy you was. Then Meek did his bid. And y'all on Instagram making your life look better than it is. The Aaliyah flick didn't move me. Was it me? Or the memes was better than the movie? Sheeta retired, said I'm done with playing. And y'all be dancing the songs and don't know what they saying. Man, y'all wild. But we ain't know what the hell Thugger was saying in lifestyle. Snoop and Iggy both squashed the beef. Taylor Swift at award shows dancing on Fleek. And a lot of rappers fight. But my wrap up, that's the only one that they like. Aight, go figure. Kobe washed up cause the new Lakers looking like the old Clippers. And I ain't saying Bill Cosby touched them women. But I know damn well Cliff Huxtable didn't. Northwest? The cutest baby in the game. Chris Brown, he broke up with Kawasanae. And Barack's still here, trying to get it in gear. Gotta finish strong, man, you only got 2 years. Brad Pitt and George Clooney finally did it. Drake made a couple hits and got a couple from Diddy. And Ratchet's on the rise, man, that's for certain. Molly out here twerking, baby, and Wayne ain't working. The new year's here, the old one get tossed. Big RIP to everybody we lost. And I know I said y'all wasn't getting the song, but you can grab it at gotmadskills.com. Till then, no fear, just enjoy y'all year, but be careful, cause it's a crazy world out here. And to the next generation, keep chasing your dreams, and that's the wrap up. Welcome to 2015.